Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome in to a special PGA Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you. Yeah, with Hall of Famer, the son of a Hall of Famer in Billy Casper. Bob, your dad not able to win the PGA Championship, but no
he
stranger.
He was close quite a few times.
No stranger to the PGA of America. This is a man who played on eight consecutive Ryder Cup teams, and this is before they had captain's picks, and also was a successful captain of the 1979 Ryder Cup, and the winningest point earner for Team USA in Ryder Cup history. I know he was also the recipient of the Distinguished Lifetime Achievement Award from the PGA of America before his passing. So your dad was some great accolades from the PGA of America.
Yeah, he always enjoyed playing in the PGA Championship. Lost out to Jack quite a few times, but also had a chance in many of them, and then loved. His favorite thing about anything with the PGA was the Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah.
He absolutely loved the Ryder Cup. He loved playing for his country. He loved playing for his team. He loved playing individually, which is what the Ryder Cup is all about. And then to be the captain, the first time it brought in continental Europe into the
competition.
The competition, and being the winning captain at that point in time was really, really cool fun.
Yeah, it's super cool. We got a lot to talk about. Scott Michaud is going to join us, a golf journalist extraordinaire.
Yes.
And he's writing for the Irish Examiner, covered Rory from the Masters, talked a lot about his big win and the hangover of that. We'll talk to Scott about Rory and more, plus the caddy will stop by. We're going to hear also some of the comments from the players on mud balls. That became a discussion. So we got to talk about that. Yeah, I mean, where do you fall on that? Do you play it up? Do you play it down? You know, what do you think on mud balls? Plus, we'll look at this leaderboard. Where are the contenders? What are the pretenders up there in this mix? There certainly are some proven winners, some major champions, but there's also, you know, some guys up there that are maybe going to be sleeping a little bit more uncomfortably tonight. 13 of the last 14 PGA Championship winners were among the top 10 in ties at the halfway point of the championship. So keep that in mind as you look forward to the weekend. We'll take a short break, kicking things off next, right here on Real Golf Radio, live from the PGA.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Lowe's knows that summer starts with Memorial Day deals. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back here to Quail Hollow, 107th PGA Championship. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. And, you know, we talked all day on Friday, like, when is this thing going to get going? Well, it finally got going in the twilight as things were wrapping up with some of those final groups, and one of those including Max Homa. Though he went in the morning, he did give us a shot. But now that leaderboard starts to bunch up just a little bit, and here's Max Homa talking about his second round.
Good. I played quite similarly to yesterday. It's a lot easier. There's like no win. Just scored better, made a couple long putts, you know, hit a driver randomly to foot and chipped in. So it just, yesterday I played awesome. Felt like I had really good control. I just couldn't really get the ball close to the hole, didn't pull the right club a lot, and had a poor finish. So it was kind of, in a way, nice to be able to play in the morning and just get to go immediately because I knew the game was good. So didn't know I was going to shoot 7-under, but I will take it.
Yeah, he'll take it. And, boy, that was super impressive. Tied for fifth at 7-under with that 64 in the second round after a 73. Said he played really good in the first round, Bob, but yeah. Obviously it was a lot easier conditions, according to him. And he played really well there. Coming off of some swing changes, coming off some equipment changes, things haven't exactly been easy for Max Homa. But what do you see and what do you hear from him?
Well, it's been about a year and a half or so since he was really kind of clipping it along pretty good, winning some golf tournaments probably about 2 years ago. And, you know, a lot of times it just takes one thing to set you up for hitting the ball really, really well. And he did find something that really helped him. So he's been starting to hit better quality shots and starting to feel like he knew where the ball was going and not some foreign miss. I love the way he said he hit a random driver to one foot. And he made an eagle with that driver on the 14th hole. Yeah. So it's really good to see him up there. It's good to see Matthew Fitzpatrick up there. They're kind of the same storybook as far as their careers have been the last two years or so, because they've gone to obscurity and now they're starting to come back. So it's good to see them on the board as well.
You mentioned the one thing. Here's what Max identified as the one thing. He just kind of had to have a meeting with the coach.
Like, I got more honest with him about what I thought we should do. And he, like, it's going to hopefully be one of those things I remember. I said, I think I should swing it like this. And he said, okay, show me. And I showed him. He goes, okay, like, let's mold off of that. Let's make that the model. And it felt more like my old golf swing back in like 22, 23-ish. I kind of knew the misses better. My hands just worked through the shot better. And so, yeah, about 2.5 weeks ago, I was like, okay, I see the misses. It's been hard. I felt like I've been playing with a foreign swing at times.
That's an interesting comment, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, he sits down with his coach and says, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I know this is what we're working on. And he went to elaborate a little bit. He says, look, it's important to talk to brilliant minds, and these guys are brilliant minds, these coaches.
Yep.
But at some time, even though what he's teaching me is correct, it didn't feel like me. And when I'm hearing that, it's like so fascinating, this journey that, again, these are the best players in the world,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And these are the best coaches in the world.
Yep.
And it's not that one's right and one's wrong. It's just a matter of what is right for him.
Him.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he says, look, I think we should go this direction. And credit to his coach that he said, okay, tell me about that. And
or
he says,
show me.
Yeah. And he does it. And he goes, let's work off that. Because I see so often in golf, it's like, here's how I want to teach the golf swing. So let's put you into my system.
My mold.
But what
yeah.
I love about Derek Fox locally that I take lessons from and some of the others that I've seen is, let's take what you do well and let's fix what might
refine
be
it a bit.
An issue. But let's keep it to, not to go to Bagger Vance here, but everybody's got their authentic swing, if you
yeah.
will.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take what you got to the you're Max Homa. You've won on the PGA Tour. We don't need to completely break this all down. Let's keep you as Max, but let's add whatever it is that you're looking for that gets you to that next level. And it seems like they found that. How about that, Bob? For a couple of years of struggle, now it's been 2.5 weeks. Boom. Here he is in contention in a major championship.
Well, and that's what I was saying. One thing can turn mm-hmm. everything around for him to where you catch lightning in a bottle. I just got goosebumps thinking mm-hmm. about it. You catch lightning in a bottle to where now you start getting the feels correct. Now you start seeing the ball start on line once you hit it. Okay? Now you hit a shot and you look up and it's going where you're expecting it to go. And when that starts to happen, then you can start making monumental improvements. And he has made monumental improvements just over the last couple of weeks.
Well, another thing to go along with that, yeah, hopefully it's going right where you're looking. But when you miss it, it's missing where you're looking.
Yes.
And I think that's the most frustrating.
The margin of error becomes smaller.
Well, and more predictable.
More predictable. Yep.
I think that's the thing that's maybe the most fascinating is when these guys are on, they're all on. They're all sort of at that level.
Yes.
But when you're off,
yes.
what's happening? And if you know where it's going when you're off,
yeah.
you can play that. If you don't, you're screwed, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I think that's what he's saying is that he could feel the misses and he knew where they were going. And you know what? You can play golf that way. If you always slice the ball, play it.
Yeah.
I used to, I remember as a kid, old pro, driving range, small town Idaho. And I'd say, hey, I go, how come everything's just missing to the right? He goes, aim left. And I know there's more to it, but at the same time, that's sort of the simple thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're, Jack used to talk about this. He would find out what was straight that day. Was straight a little draw? Was straight a little fade? Was straight straight? And when
then
he's on
go.
The warming up, that's what my straight is. Let's go with it. Right now, that may change during the round, and you adapt as needed. But
right.
But that's such a fascinating thing. So I love that. By the way, it's the PGA Championship. These are the PGA professionals. This is a relationship between a touring pro and a PGA professional who's a teaching professional. So it really is part of the story here, where you've got the PGA professionals of the world that work with the touring professionals of the PGA Tour and the best tour in the world, and they're all combining in this championship. But I love that relationship that they work off of each other, because just because you're the best player doesn't mean you're the best teacher, and vice versa.
Yeah, and case in point, Scottie Scheffler, okay? 2 weeks ago, he wins at the Byron Nelson, all right? His scoring average was almost 63, 8 under par per day. He shoots 31 under par to win the golf tournament by 8 shots and tie the scoring record on the PGA Tour. He goes out in the first round, he shoots 2 under par. He goes out in the second round, he shoots 3 under par. He speaks with the media after he was done, and he said, you know what, I haven't had my game the first 2 rounds. He just came off of shooting 31 under par. Okay, I didn't have my game the first 2 rounds, but I kept the ball in front of me because I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
He was able to shoot 3 under par, and guess what? Now he's only 3 shots back with 36 holes to play. And if you got to put somebody in that type of pressure cooker to be able to win another major championship and know what it feels like and be that close, Scotty Scheffler's a guy that you got to watch out for after 72 holes.
All right, let's talk about it. Johnny Vegas, as we mentioned, top of the leaderboard, 64 in that opening round. Kind of came out of nowhere and then shoots 70 in the second round. And by the way, it looked like he had his chances to exit stage left early on in round number two, but he hung in there, posted a 70, and he sits there at 8 under par, and that was with a double bogey on the 18th hole. So it could have been even deeper. Siwoo Kim has a hole in one. He shoots a 64. 64 was the low round of the day, and there were a couple of them. You just heard from Max Homa. Siwoo Kim with the 64 there, and the hole in one was an eagle.
Yep.
Homa's near Albatross was a tap-in eagle.
Yep.
So those eagles, they add up quickly. Matt Fitzpatrick, a pair of 68s, the most consistent, really, if you look up there. Scotty Scheffler may be right up there as well with the 69, 68 tied for fifth, but Matthew Pavone's in there as well. So, look, like I said, it was a leaderboard that was unexpected. When we were coming in this week, it was all signs point to a heavyweight shootout.
Perfect storm.
Between Rory and Bryson and Scotty and JT and Speed, like all the guys that seemed to be playing. This was going to be big game hunting.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you're looking at Vegas and Pavone and Gerard and Stevens and McIntyre and Smalley and Fox. And you're going, wait, what? What is it? And by the way, not necessarily bombers. This was a bomber paradise. And by the way, where's Rory McIlroy? This is Rory McIlroy Country Club, right? Yep. He's won four times here.
Yep.
Coming off the Kerr Grand Slam, winning green jacket, all those kind of things.
He's at one over, just made it on the cut line.
So, point being, you never know what's going to happen in a major championship, and being that those are the guys that are at the top of the leaderboard and that they're only at eight, boy, this thing feels like it's wide open going into the weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, you've got these guys that are the best of the best coming up behind him. Bryson's still in the mix. He's at 3 under par. Scotty's at 5 under par. You've got a bunch of guys that can really, now that they're getting used to how the course is playing, that can really take advantage of the situation where they're at and get out a little bit earlier and put a score on the board.
I'm glad you mentioned the golf course. We got to talk about that. We'll touch on Quail Hollow, some of the rain that it's received, and the mud ball situation that was such a big story in round number one. We'll talk about all of that as we continue here from the 107th PGA Championship, Quail Hollow in the Queen City. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, PGA Championship here at Quail Hall. Thanks so much for joining us. At Real Golf is where you can follow us on X and Real Golf Radio on social media. Hey, we're trying to make an effort. Give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, Real Golf Radio. Check it out. Yes, it is my daughter. She's helping us with a little social.
That's okay.
She's done some things in the past, and she's saying, hey, Dad, you know what? You should do a little better on social. So I'm like, reluctantly, all right, fine, let's do it. So we're putting together a few videos, and we're doing some fun
things.
We're
old people. Come on.
Hey, we're doing our best here. Give it a shot. At Real Golf Radio on Instagram, give us a follow. And, we know. We're not these young guys that are out here doing all the social crazy stuff. We don't have drones following us around. But like I said, we're making an effort. Hopefully you like it. Check it out at Real Golf. And be sure to download us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. All right, Quail Hollow, interesting conversation, PGA as well. So you got the major championships, and it becomes somewhat of an identity discussion at times when you get to these majors, right? You've got obviously all that Augusta has to offer at that same golf course and the history, and they seem to have that recipe baked. Like, it just, they know how to do it, and they do it very well. Like, exceptional.
Yes.
And then you've got the U.S. Open, hardest test in golf, you know, super tough, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's their identity. And then you got the Open Championship. It's Lynx Golf. So where does the PGA kind of fit in? It was kind of at the end of the caboose, if you will.
Right.
Now they moved up and they're like, hey, we're going to position ourselves right after the Masters. We're going to like this May date. Everybody's still excited. You know, we're about golf coming right off the Masters. So that's good and bad, right? You're coming off the Masters. You can draft off of that, but you also have some high expectations, especially in a year like this. And so when we have all this buildup, and then it kind of falls flat a little bit for the first 2 days, that can maybe look a little bit bad, right? No fault to anybody. It's an outdoor sport. Got some water. Got some mud. Whatever. The reasons, it just didn't seem to jump out like what we had hoped that it would. There weren't fireworks from the beginning. Now, I will say, after all that, it does look like it's shaping up to be a heck of a weekend.
No doubt about it. I mean, this is a beautiful golf course. We walked out on it the first day that we were here, and we went, wow. And it's a big golf course on a big property.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, it, you know, water in the fairways because they received 5 inches of rain since over the weekend and Monday. And then greens that have sub-air and greens that are firm, and watching the balls and watching how the balls react once they hit the green. There's a lot that's going on here in this golf tournament. And this is a golf course that the PGA Tour consistently plays year after year after year since 2003. So these guys know what to expect when they get here. But the conditions have been different because they normally play a little bit different or a little bit later in the year.
Some critics would suggest you shouldn't play at a golf course that hosts a PGA tour event every single year. It doesn't set it apart.
Right.
Do you buy that or not necessarily?
You know, I think possibly.
Because when the U.S. Open goes to Pebble Beach, nobody's complaining.
I think possibly, you know, you're talking about courses like Aronimink. You're talking about Baltusrol, Kiawah Island, you know, Southern Hills, Congressional. These are all courses that they don't play a lot on, but this is a golf course they play every year. They understand this golf course.
I think it's a fine property, by the
way. It is. It's wonderful.
Hunter Mahan's gotten a lot of attention for his Kardashian comment, and I don't see it. I don't think it does. I see actually a lot of character.
Yes.
I haven't played it, but when I walk out there, I think I see a lot of character.
Right.
I can see some soul. It just has been I'm not sure. I think they were worried about it being a little too easy, and maybe it's turned out to be a little bit too hard.
Yeah.
But I, you know, either way, all right. Well, I don't know. Let's not solve the identity crisis of the if there is even one for the PGA Championship. But let's talk a little bit about one of the big stories early on in round number one, and that was the mud balls. Look, when you put the 1, 2, and 3 player in the world together, there's gonna all the microscope is going to be on them. When they come into the green mile, first hole, 16, and we watched it Wednesday night when they were mowing, there was water coming out of that thing. It was
rolling up off of the rollers in the front of the mower 3 or 4 inches.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So no surprise that guys, best players, when they get to 16, both Schauffele and Scheffler have mud balls, and they hook them into the water.
Yeah.
And they both make double. I forget, all three of them make double bogey.
Yeah.
So afterwards, Scotty talked about that, and here was his comment that spurred a lot of conversation.
It's one of those deals where it's frustrating to hit the ball in the middle of the fairway and get mud on it and just have no idea where it's going to go. And, you know, I understand it's part of the game, but there's nothing more frustrating for a player. I mean, you spend your whole life trying to learn how to control a golf ball, and due to a rules decision, all of a sudden you now have absolutely no control over where that golf ball goes. But, you know, I don't make the rules. I just got to deal with the consequences of those rules. And, you know, I did a good job of battling back today and not letting a bad break like that, which cost me a couple shots, kind of get to me. And
all right, what did you think about that? Middle of the fairway? It's tough to have something like that because of a rules decision that costs him a couple of shots. He's kind of come under fire for that. A lot of people agree with him, including me. A lot of people don't necessarily agree with him. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I grew up playing a golf game where, you know, nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect in your game. Once you hit the shot, it's not going to always fly perfect or the right distance. It's called rub of the green.
Mm.
It's, you know, and
dang,
that's
your rub of the green guy.
And that's, you know, whether it's divots or whether it's
you don't have to
mud
go right
balls.
To divots. Come on. Now.
Well, you're the one who always does.
I know.
But whether it's mud balls, whether it's divots, other things, it doesn't matter. You find your golf ball. You figure out your lie. You figure out what shot you're going to hit, and you play it. And then you go find it. And that's what this game is all about. So on one hand, I understand what he said, but on the other hand, I understand what the opposite is saying. Curtis Strange on ESPN said he felt like they got it wrong. I don't think necessarily they got it wrong. It's just you have to learn and you have to adapt based on what you're given for any given shot.
So you think they're a little pampered? Because I would say when you were growing up, you were playing a lot of golf balls.
I was.
And a lot of times you would cut one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you got to finish it out.
You got to finish the hole.
You could also knock it out around.
Yep.
And it could wobble a little bit on you,
and
right?
You got to finish the hole.
And you got to finish the hole.
And then you can trade it out.
That's right. So, I mean, look, I understand that. And by the way, the compelling argument to me is, I don't remember who was talking about it, but were you... You have to manufacture a shot. I can't remember which one of the old guys was saying that, you know, maybe it was Lanny Watkins was quoted as saying, just play it back in your stance, take a little less club, and, you know, hit it low.
Yeah.
And you, I get that this is an examination of of the best players in the world. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting here, the Wanamaker Trophy is sitting right next to us.
Right.
And you think about the names all the way back over 100 years that are posted on that.
Yeah.
And the shots that they had to hit. Right? And they didn't have these perfect conditions, and yet they still had to manufacture a shot. So when I hear that, that's kind of where I say, yeah, okay, go get dirty, go figure it out, go hit a different shot. But at the same time, I hate to see it too. I hate
use your creativity.
Yeah, okay. I'm again, I appreciate all that. I just hate that one guy hits it in the same spot as the next guy. One guy gets a mud ball. Another guy doesn't. That doesn't seem right.
And that's true. And it doesn't seem right. But the game of golf is not equitable.
Well, I get that. Max Homa says the same thing. He said, you know what? He thinks it's the chaos, and that's what makes it fun.
I particularly like playing the ball down. I think it just causes chaos for the fans. I mean, it's supposed to be entertaining. So seeing people who can look like robots for a while look completely silly isn't the worst, except when it's you.
Always a great quote.
I love
hey,
that.
Coming up next, except when it's you, Scott Michaud is going to stop by and chat with us. We'll get his take on it as well. From the 107th PGA, this is Real Golf Radio.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen. It
cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, it's the Mizuno Fitting Event this May 15th through the 18th. The new Mizuno JPX Hot Metal Irons are made with Cortec and a contour lips face, allowing for max speed and consistency. Also, take advantage of the 50% bonus trade-in towards any new Mizuno JPX Hot Metal Irons. Swing into Uinta Golf or book your fitting online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show here. Quail Hollow, 107th PGA Championship. We're joined right now by our good friend, Scott Michaud. He's with the Irish Examiner, golf journalist extraordinaire is how he prefers to be addressed. Scott, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm happy to be here with you guys in person this time.
Yeah, well, we've done this a lot of times over the years, mostly at Augusta or around Augusta, which is not where you live, but on the radio, that's where you live.
I'm fine. I you know, I'll accept that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be associated with in golf.
Absolutely. It's got a nice ring to it. I mean, Akron's okay, too. Wait, Aiken, sorry. Not Akron, Aiken.
No, Athens.
No, Athens. I was so close.
One of those A's.
Rhymes with it. It was a soft A, but it wasn't Akron. You're probably in Canton, too. I just don't know it.
I wish.
Okay.
Right. Only wish.
So, Scott, it feels, Bob and I have been talking, it feels like this tournament needs a little bit of a jump start. Scottie Scheffler, obviously, big name. He's right there. But it just feels like it hasn't quite almost like got off the ground yet. Like it's trying, just hasn't quite got there yet.
It hasn't. When you walk out there, it's kind of dead. Not a lot of roars. Things are happening. I mean, people are making hole-in-ones. We just saw another one here by Siwoo Kim. There's been exciting golf being played. You're just not feeling the excitement when you're out on the grounds. And maybe that'll change on the weekend when you start getting the big names together in the late groups and more meaningful rounds of golf.
Do you think the weather, with all the rain that came and the fairways being extremely wet, caused any problems with the players? I mean, as far as you know, the fairways being wet and everything feeling wet, and then the greens being firm because of the sub-air and the conditions kind of being so different between the two?
Probably, and obviously the big thing has been the mud balls in the fairways, but you didn't hear as much complaining today out of the first wave of guys as you heard yesterday out of that. So, I mean, while they're still getting some mud balls, other than maybe Shane Lowry, who got a divot, I haven't heard a whole lot of complaining today. He had a lot to say about his situation.
Brian doesn't like divots in the fairway either.
I don't.
His was divot near the green, which was even worse. It was like in a little...
runoff area.
And so even worse. So you couldn't even take a full swing at it. He's trying to make a delicate shot out of a deep pit, and it didn't really work out well for him or the course. I think the firmness of the greens is so different than how wet the golf course is. Maybe that plays in their minds a little bit. But these scores are pretty good.
You know, we don't have mud at Augusta, only organic matter at times. But what's your take on the whole mud ball thing?
Well, it's interesting because I thought that Scotty Scheffler and Xander Schauffele made some very reasonable arguments yesterday. But then you hear guys like Patrick Harrington say about it. He says, this is part of the game of golf. It's a skill to learn how to hit a mud ball. And if you haven't learned that skill, then you deserve whatever happens to you.
Max Homa as well, didn't he? He talked about...
Max said it creates a little bit of chaos, and he thinks that's good for golf. And it's good for fans to see these guys who are so robotic and can make any shot look rather routine, look silly sometimes. And I kind of agree with Padraig. If I'm leaning on which way to go, I'm more Padraig. It is a skill. Learn how to deal with it.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So being that it is a major championship, and it's supposed to these majors are supposed to be an examination of your skills, right? Mm-hmm. Who are the best golfers on the planet right now that are vying for a trophy that the best golfers over the course of history, over 107 years and longer, but that many championships – have put their name, etched their name on it because of their skill. So they're supposed to be able to execute that. I kind of appreciate that side. That said, I don't like it when, and I hear what Scotty and Xander saying, when you hit it where you're supposed to hit it, and just randomly, selectively, you become one that gets penalized, which is where the divot and the fairway rule comes along with. Like, would it be that egregious? Let's just use divots, for instance. If you just bumped it out of it, hit your shot, and moved on. In the case of mud balls, you pick it up, you clean it, you place it right back down where it was. Is that so egregious that it just doesn't resemble championship golf?
It's not, and I understand what Scotty's saying. The other argument is it's the same for everybody. Everybody's going to have to deal with it probably at some point. Maybe the divots are a little more luck, but the mud balls, they're being picked. There's not a guy who hadn't had a mud ball this week. Maybe there's only a handful of guys who've been in a divot. So the mud balls is kind of it's sort of just part of the test this week. The thing that I would worry about is if you start allowing them to move it out of thing. You and I playing a round of golf and we roll it out of a divot because we're not going to hit it out of a divot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. We don't need to worry about it. We do just roll it out and 2 seconds later we pull the trigger. These guys might take longer than that.
You think?
And
you're going to go with strokes gained at a, time out of a divot?
Because I think they're going to pull it out. They're going to look at the ball. They're going to align it right. They're going to do it. It's going to take more than the 2 seconds.
Are they going to straddle the ball, too, to see which the ground level is?
Yeah, aim point.
Before they set it? Yeah.
Exactly.
Some grass up.
If we could get them to promise to do it within a few seconds and not add
the carrot.
There you go.
So we'll say, hey, we're going to let you bump, but you got to do it. You got to play in half the time. You only get 25 seconds.
We're going to be counting. No, you were going to be counting one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
And then you got to pull the trigger.
Three Mississippi and your ball is not set and ready to go.
I'm talking 20 seconds. Ball's got to be in the air.
There you go. Oh, yes. I like it.
Yeah, because instead of 40, we got to go to 20. So if you promise to play, if you promise to execute your shot in half the time, we'll let you bump it. Now you're onto something. It's the yin and yang. It's the give and take, you know.
We're like trying to give some incentive, a little motivation to pick up the pace a little bit.
Hey, you want it? Everybody wants to see pace of play improved. You don't want to play mud balls. Let's come together on this. You know what? You have just stumbled in to the holy grail of everything that's solving everything that's wrong in golf right now. I mean, that's impressive.
But you know what you haven't added in there? The divots yet.
No. I said bump. If we're going to bump it, let's do divots. Let's do mud balls.
So you want both. Okay. I like it.
Is pace of play the biggest issue in the
game? Yes, it is. And you know what? You know what's interesting is talking about pace of play, it wasn't long ago that everybody said, well, if you tap spike marks.
That's true. How long will that
gonna,
take?
That's how long it's going to take. Yeah. How long is that going to take?
Do you ever really notice? I mean, there's been maybe, I can think of one or two instances where somebody made a whole mess of just ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And I think,
I know.
In hindsight, if you look at the situation, I think they were more pissed off than they were actually tapping spike marks. I think they were trying to do a cooling off period by stamping the green with their putter than they were actually fixing spike marks. But, it's a good point, Bob.
Okay, so writing for the Irish Examiner, what are your thoughts about Rory's play so far this week?
Well, it's not been what we expected of him at Quail Hollow. I think we all kind of thought he was just going to come in here and roll over on the place. I heard, and I don't know because we have not talked to Rory yet about this, but I heard that before his round yesterday, his driver did not check out. And it's possible like it didn't pass inspection.
Really?
I think because there might have been a crack. Like I'm saying, these are rumors that we've heard, and we have yet to be able to talk to Rory.
Interesting.
Because he didn't talk to us yesterday. That would explain a lot about how poorly he drove
the ball. He's driving
yesterday.
The ball, yeah.
He hit three fairways yesterday, maybe four.
Yes. Yes.
And that is not his game.
I don't know. He hit at Cricket Club, though, last week?
But who knows if the crack was already there at the Cricket Club and that was causing a problem there. And then he comes here, and it gets discovered in an inspection that, you got an issue with this club.
Is this like a random TSA check, or do they check everyone's gear when they show up at a major?
No,
do
you know? It's like a urine check for a drug test. I think it's a random.
Your random draw.
I think it's a random thing, and I think when they like I said, I've only heard this. It has not been confirmed by Rory yet, and so I'd be curious to see if that might have played a role in how poorly he drove the ball yesterday. And he was very comfortable with that driver earlier this year.
That's interesting. Rory aside, is that a normal standard procedure? They just do random checks of guys' equipment?
Yeah. Don't you remember? It was a couple of years ago Rory had a driver that did not pass inspection. I believe at Riviera or something.
And didn't conform.
He spent weeks trying to get a new driver that suited him.
Interesting.
Sometimes it... Driver, you wear them out a little bit too, and that face gets a little too thin over time, and that's another thing that can cause the driver to fail an inspection because, like, the MOI or whatever it is has gotten too high over time, and this happens with everybody's equipment. And Rory probably hits that sweet spot a lot more consistently than everybody else. He may wear a driver out a lot quicker than somebody else.
Bob, you remember Kenny Perry had that old TaylorMade driver, and he was in his 40s and he was playing like he was in his 20s, just clipping off all of the, you know, the Nelson, the Nicklaus, all the
Colonial.
Anything that had a famous name attached to it, like Kenny was winning them. And he was out there busting up past the 20-somethings, and then his driver cracked.
Yep.
And it took him a year. I mean, that was probably before they actually could inspect the way they have. But, it eventually just caved in, and he had to replace it. It's amazing that, especially with the tour guys, that the tolerances are such that you couldn't just replicate exactly. Because he did. If I remember at that time, TaylorMade brought him like four and said, these are exactly the same. And in his mind, he just couldn't clear it.
Yeah.
These guys are funny that way, huh?
So you're talking about Rory's driving accuracy in the first round, 28.5%. And in the second round, he is currently at 46%. So he's almost doubled his accuracy after the first round. So he probably did some work yesterday when he finished playing.
I'm sure he did. He went straight to the range and didn't talk to anybody. So I hope he got a little bit better. And it's worked for him in the past. It worked for him at the Players' Championship and some other places where he was not on his A game with the driver. And he needs to make up for it in other areas. And he so far hasn't done a lot of that this week. But he's playing very well today and getting himself back in the picture.
Scott Michaud is joining us here in the Media Center at the 107th PGA Quail Hollow. So Rory was the story coming in here, obviously. I mean, look, I mean, his win at the Masters, emotional, career grand slam, all of that that went with it, and then the fact that he's won four times here. So when you hear his comments on a Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it was, and he says, look, guys, I've accomplished everything I ever set out to do. And I don't want to be critical of that because I think that's great. Good for him, right? But when you hear that, does it not surprise you that he's not playing particularly well with like that mindset versus if he had come in and said, guys, it's been awesome, and yes, but you know what? That chapter's closed now, and I'm turning the page on a new one, and I've got some goals. I'm not going to talk about them, but I got some new things I want to accomplish. Then you hear that, and you perk up and go, hey, man, this guy's ready to go. So, again, I'm not if he wants to ride the rest of this year on the glory that he achieved at Augusta,
exactly.
I'm not going to be critical. I'm just going to change my expectations. I'm just curious. When you hear an athlete say the comments he said, does it surprise you that maybe he's not up there contending right now?
It was certainly some passive optimism on his part rather than active optimism. I think part of that is that he does not want to start putting more ideas in our heads and creating bigger expectations that he's going to have to fulfill, because the last one took him 11 years to fulfill.
Yeah.
And I think he's being careful not to divulge what it is he wants to do. But I cannot for a minute believe that he didn't come in here thinking, I've got a real shot at winning the Grand Slam this year. And because I've got Quail Hollow here, which is his favorite golf course in America.
And he's an honorary member.
And he's got Royal Portress, where he's shot 61 as a teenager and has a little bit of unfinished business there after hitting it OB on the first shot last time there and putting himself behind the eight ball and really disappointing himself the last time. I think he knows it's a perfect place for him if he has a chance. And, you know, maybe Oakmont will work out.
Yeah.
Shane Lowry played real well there last time. Oakmont's got some width. It's got some room. They're not going to get behind a tree. So he could, you know, he had a real legitimate shot. I think he's thinking that. I don't think he's willing to say that.
Yeah. No, you'd never want to say it.
No. What about Matthew Fitzpatrick and Max Homa? They came from nowhere to be where they're at.
The Lost Boys. The Lost Boys have been found at Quail Hollow.
I love it.
And this is, you know, obviously this is a place Max Homa loves. He's won twice here. Yep. He won his first PGA Tour event here. He won again here in, 2022, I think. So it's a course he obviously loves. And he came in talking today that he figured something out with his coach. He finally says, instead of listening to everything they were telling him to do and having to swing and how to fix the problems and the funk that he's been in, he said, what if I did it this way? This feels more natural to me. What if I did this? And his coach said, let's work off that. Let's work off that as a template. Mm. And so he says immediately he feels more comfortable and more like he did in 2022 and 2023 when he was at the top of this game and the top of the world. And now you combine the little confidence jolt that he has in the back of his head with his swing kind of coming around and a place that he loves. You're seeing it in the results here now. I wouldn't be surprised if he's still in the mix, even though these are two guys that he and Matty have been lacking a lot of confidence this year. I mean, these guys have been in a deep, deep funk. They were top six in the world as recently as last year for Fitzpatrick and the year before for Homa, and they're both outside the top 80 in the last month.
Wow.
And so confidence will be interesting for them on Sunday.
Right.
Do they still think I can close the deal if I'm in position to do it? We'll see. On this course, I think Homa probably has a better edge than Fitzpatrick because he has closed the deal here before. But if it's Scotty chasing you and Bryson DeChambeau chasing you and you're Max Homa, who's been hitting it off the planet for, you know, 2 years, we'll see how he handles it on Sunday.
That's what we like to tune in and see. Hey, before we let you go, how about the rest of this leaderboard? I mean, we got Johnny Vegas, you got Matthew Pavone, you've got Siwoo Kim up there. I mean, you got a host of names that you wouldn't expect, you know, guys that you expect to see in the first round, but not necessarily still coming into a Saturday posting Smalley, Fox, Bez Aiden, who, you know, I mean, what's your take on any of these guys? Are they for real right now, or what do you like when you just look at this leaderboard?
Well, I mean, it is not the leaderboard we expected to see when we started with, especially with some of the big names playing as well as they were playing coming in here. But it is a PGA Championship, and PGA Championships tend to throw us curveballs.
Yes.
On the leaderboards. So you can't be shocked if one of them does pull it out. Would I say the vast majority of them probably don't have a chance when Scotty and Bryson and Rory may get in that mix on Sunday. But hang around long enough on a PGA Championship, it doesn't create an unfair test like you sometimes get at a U.S. Open or something like that. And they play this course regularly. Some of these guys are not too scared of it.
Mm.
So who knows? You could still get one of those guys winning, but I would put my money on Scotty or Bryson or Rory or, you know, one of the other veterans like Fitzpatrick or Homa who are up there.
Last thing, what's your thought on Quail Hollow as a major championship venue?
I think it's a great venue to host an event because it's a big place. It's got all of the room to do what you want to do at a big event. But so far, it hasn't shown us a lot of life. And the course, listen, it's not Marion. It's not Oakmont. It's not one of those blue-blooded gems that you like to see in major championships. But it usually presents a good show for the Wells Fargo, now Truist, and you know, I think it's a good venue. I don't think it's a great storied venue.
Not yet, right?
Not
I mean,
yet.
we need some stuff to happen this weekend. And to your point, the PGA does produce some drama, so we'll see what happens over the weekend. Scott, thanks for your time, man. Always great to see you. Good to be with you. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you know, your accent hardly even shows, too. By the way, from the Irish Examiner, that's yeah. It's impressive.
It's the French part.
Okay.
It counteracts.
Yeah. Well, if it wasn't French, I don't know how I'd even say it. How would you say it's Southern? My shacks. Is that what it'd be? Is that Southern? My shacks.
I'm not even going.
You're
there.
Not even. Okay. All right. Scott's like, just turn my mic.
Everything.
Turn my mic off. Turn my mic off. He says, all right, that'll do. Hey, we got to take a break. Stay tuned. More of the show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The New York Knicks say goodbye to the Boston Celtics and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000 after a win over the Celtics 119-81. The Knicks will now get ready to face the Indiana Pacers in the next round. NFL news, as Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy now signs a five-year deal with the 49ers worth up to $265 million. That includes $181 million in overall guaranteed money. A single game on the ice as the Maple Leafs force Game 7, tying up that series 3-3 against the Panthers. Maple Leafs win on the road 2-0. Baseball action as the Cubs at home get a huge W against the White Sox, winning big 13-3. Reds also at home win by 1 over the Guardians 5-4. Phillies take it against the Pirates 8-4. Yankees win it over the Mets 6-2. Nationals on the road against the Orioles take it by 1 4-3. Tigers also on the road take it by 1 5-4 over the Blue Jays. Braves double it over the Red Sox, winning 4-2. Marlins at home take it against the Rays 9-4. Cardinals win big on the road against the Royals 10-3. A Lone Star showdown between the Rangers and the Astros. Astros come out on top 6-3. Twins beat the Brewers 3-0. Diamondbacks over the Rockies 8-0. And the Mariners win on the road against the Padres 5-1. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
More proof the NFL is a 1,000-pound beast. Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. According to the National Football League, it takes thousands of computers and six NFL executives to create the 272-game regular season schedule the league plays each year. The NFL Network and its digital partners covered the schedule release on Wednesday, like the draft, a monster trade, or any other happening in the 365-days-a-year operation. Speaking of the draft, a special announcement was made promoting the May 15th schedule release date. We were also teased 2 days prior to then about the September 4th season opener of Dallas and Philadelphia, and the day after that, the seven international games the NFL would put on. Also announced the first NFL broadcast ever on YouTube, and the NFL Christmas triple header on Netflix and Amazon that will again make the NBA cringe and will dismantle them in the TV ratings war. Sports in 60, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily Innovative Wellness Athletic Supplement Packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome in. It is the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. 107th PGA Championship, Queen City, Charlotte, Quail Hollow Club. You see it every year for the Wells Fargo, now Truist Championship.
Why did they call it the Queen City?
Because Charlotte was the queen.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know of what. I'm just making that up.
England.
Charlotte, Queen of England? I don't remember that
one. It could be France. I don't know.
Queen of North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Or South Carolina. She moved over to North Carolina, so they named this the Queen City. That's where she wanted to be. I don't know. It sounds great, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
From the Queen City. I know. I was like, I don't know if it's I'm making a fairy tale or something, but I like it. So there we go. We're from the Queen City.
Oh,
we got
like
the Charlotte
it.
Hornets, Queen Bee. Like I'm seeing like some, there's all lots of little things going. I mean, we're from Utah. We've got the Beehive State and, you know, and all that stuff that goes with it. So I guess with there's a couple of us that identify with the whole bees and the hives and, you know, queens and all that kind of stuff. I guess. I don't know.
She was the queen consort of King George III of England.
Yeah, well, the internet has all the answers.
Yes,
so
it does.
There it is. And how does that relate to where we are here in Charlotte, North Carolina?
I don't know.
Did she live here? They just were fond of her?
I don't know.
She gave him. She came on a tour and waved her wand around? What? Okay. All right. Somebody educate us on that. At Real Golf Sporting.
Just
find us.
Named it in her honor.
Oh, hey, so we're having a good time out here. If you've never been out here to Charlotte, it's hot, it's humid, but it's actually a really cool place. I love the trees. You know, Hunter Mahan made a comment that this place lacked character. I really don't know why he's saying that. I haven't played it. I know he probably has, but it has a ton of character. It looks very beautiful, lots of undulation. I love how the whole Green Mile comes together there around that big water feature and lake and all that. So I think it's pretty cool. I don't know. I'm not sure why the criticism, but I think Quail Hollow Club is pretty cool. It was nice to have the Stanley Cup here. Got a chance to go up there and check
and take
that
a
out.
Picture of it and see it.
That's
and
as
that
close
kind of
as
thing.
I've been to it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. You walked right up there. I thought you got pretty close.
I walked right up to the rope and I took a picture.
I was a little bit more cautious, but you were like charging right in there. So now Utah has a hockey club, so we're, you know, the Mammoths. We're tusks up, taking a look at that Stanley Cup. Maybe we'll welcome it to Utah, to our Queen City one day. You just never know. Stay tuned. The back nine here from the PGA is next.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk,
real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Lowe's knows that summer starts with Memorial Day deals. Right now, select paint, primer, and stains, or buy one, get one 50% off via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Shop these Memorial Day deals before they're gone. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Hour number two of Real Golf Radio here from the 107th PGA Championship, Quail Hollow. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you. So let's take a look at this leaderboard. It's a pretty interesting one. You know, you got Johnny Vegas, who's up there at the top of the leaderboard. And when you look, there's some couple of cool things from international notes. Johnny Vegas is the first Venezuelan to hold the lead or co-lead in a major championship.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
That's really cool.
Yeah, and then you got Matthew Pavone, who's tied for second. He shot 65, equals his lowest score in a major. In fact, the lowest score in a major championship by a player representing France.
Wow.
So you've got some international stuff going on there.
Right.
And then, of course, you got Matt Fitzpatrick from England. And let's talk about Fitz, right? Like, this is a guy, two wins on tour. He won the 22 U.S. Open at the Country Club of Brookline, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it was a really cool story in the way he won that with that shot on the 72nd hole.
Out of the bunker.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable. And then he won the RBC Heritage the next year in 2023. That was his last win. So it's been over 2 years.
Right.
So far this season, he's missed four cuts. His best finish is a tie for 22nd at Arnold Palmer. He tied for 40th at the Masters, and last week tied 23rd at Philly Cricket Club. Pretty
so
similar.
So he's getting better.
Well, maybe. Homa's got kind of the same thing going. He's a six-time winner on tour. He won right here in 2019 at the Truist Championship, but he hasn't won in over 2 years. His last win at the 23 Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Interesting, because that's a big old golf course.
Yes.
And draws a lot of comparisons to this one. How about this? He missed five cuts in a row, Bob, heading into the Masters, and had his best finish of the year tied for 12th.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this is a guy that understands.
I mean, we were looking at him on the leaderboards, okay, because we know he's signed a deal with Cobra this year and everything. But he was, like, shooting 7, 8, 9 over par. Not even sniffing making the cut.
No. Five consecutive missed cuts.
Yeah.
And then he rolls into Augusta, where he was a big part of the story last year.
Yep.
And he ties for 12th.
Yep.
Best finish.
Yep.
So then he goes the next week to RBC Heritage, Hilton Head. signature event, finished last, basically.
Okay.
And then last week, takes a couple weeks off, then goes to Philly Cricket Club and ties for 23rd.
There you go.
Something. Kay. No, 30th. Tied for 30th last
Tied for 30th.
Week. And now this. And this whole journey is super fascinating. Again, we played this in hour one, but I think it's worth it. Again, here's him talking, giving us an update on where he is with this swing journey.
Like, I got more honest with him about what I thought we should do. And he, like, it's going to hopefully be one of those things I remember. I said, I think I should swing it like this. And he said, okay, show me. And I showed him. He goes, okay, like, let's mold off of that. Let's make that the model. And it felt more like my old golf swing back in, like, 22, 23-ish. I kind of knew the misses better. My hands just worked through the shot better. And so, yeah, about 2.5 weeks ago, I was like, okay, I see the misses. It's been hard. I felt like I've been playing with a foreign swing at times.
Yeah, that's never a good feeling, foreign swing. But how about that? Show me. And then, all right, let's build off that. That's a pretty good relationship with your coach.
Yeah, and to be able to sit down and have that one-on-one with your coach, especially when he's been trying to make you better, and for you to say, hey, listen, this basically isn't working. This is what feels better to me. And he says, okay, show me. And then he showed him, and he said, okay, let's use that as the model and work off of that. Perfect. And then results start to happen. And it's a lot of times it's just, like I said, it's just a little thing that can get you to where you need to be, to where you start to feel those feels start to come back. The shot patterns start to come back. The hands going through the shot, like he said, feel better. And you start to have confidence immediately.
Venezuela, Korea, England, France.
Yeah.
That's your top four in Vegas. Siwoo Kim, Fitzpatrick, and Matthew Pavone. Matthew Pavone, by the way, also won at Torrey Pines.
Yes, he did.
So you starting to see that's
in his rookie year.
Wait a minute. Has Siwoo won at Torrey Pines? I think Johnny Vegas. I don't know if either one of those two guys have won at Torrey Pines. But then you got those guys tied for fifth. Here come the Americans, Scottie Scheffler and Max Homa, who are paired together, by the way, on this third round Saturday. And when you start looking at those six players in those final three groups, where do you think the galleries are going to be stacked in, huh?
Oh, yeah. Those guys, Scottie Scheffler and Max Homa, they're going to have the same galleries that we saw with Rory and Scottie and Xander this week. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see those guys coming, because they're going to be in the rearview mirror, and they're going to be putting up some numbers, and those guys ahead of them are going to have to watch out.
Garrick Higgo from South Africa. Why not? Let's continue the international. Then you got some Americans there also tied for seventh. Ryan Gerard, Denny McCarthy. By the way, when is Denny McCarthy going to finally break through, man?
Oh, that I don't know, but he's a great putter, isn't he?
He just keeps putting his nose in there.
Oh, yeah.
He must be better than a great putter, because he keeps, keep being there near the top of the leaderboard. Yep. Sam Stevens also in there. Bob McIntyre drops a little Scottish flag on that leaderboard. JT Poston and Alex Smalley from the U.S. Let's get New Zealand in the mix there with Ryan Fox. And then you got another South African in Bezuidenhout. More Americans in Thor Bjornsson and Ben Griffin, and Tony Finau sitting there also tied for 17th at -3. He's just five shots back. You start looking at this whole thing, Bob, and you say, how far is too far back? I'll tell you what, five shots is not that much to overcome on a weekend.
No,
you look
not at all.
From a Tony Finau perspective.
No, and that five shots, you get out early, you start playing well, you start having some success, you start putting some numbers on the board. That five shots can be picked up pretty quickly, and then by the time it's all said and done, you shoot a 5 under par or a 6 under par or a 7 under par like we've seen that can be done here, and you're right in the mix when it comes to Sunday.
Speaking of early morning, second off, Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele, two of the three from that marquee group, are going off right behind Max Geiserman, thank you, and Sam Burns. So Max and Sam are going off, and then it's Rory and Xander, followed by Michael Kim and Chris Kirk. But, wow, you got a full day action. You got Rory and Xander, and then, kind of second out, and then third to the last, you've got Homa and Scheffler.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is pretty good groups there. If you're TV, it's like, okay, there's my morning, featured group, and there's my afternoon featured group.
Yep.
And that's pretty good. So let me ask you this. Let's go back. You said go out and post a good number.
Yeah.
When you got Rory and Xander that are sitting there at, what, plus one?
Plus one.
Even par? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're nine shots back. Is that two plus one? Is that too far back?
Well, Rory, I think, pretty much holds the course record here. What did he shoot, 62 or 63 at one point?
I think he might have shot a 61 here, didn't he?
Yeah, well, okay.
Or maybe I'm thinking about Royal Port Rush. Yeah, I think 62.
But, you know, even if it's 62, you go out and shoot a score like that, and you can jump right back into the mix.
You think there's a 62 out here?
I don't know that there is. I mean, we saw 64. We've seen three or four 64s.
It's a major championship. 63 is kind of that number.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I know it's been done before.
But if you shoot a score like that, okay, which is just what Max Homa did. Max Homa started the day at two over par, and now he's at five under par and tied for fifth. Okay, if you shoot a score like that, you can get right back into the mix and have an opportunity to get into contention on Sunday.
Bryson DeChambeau, opened with 71, came back with a 68. He's in that group at three under par. What's your take on Bryson around here?
You know, it's interesting. He's been kind of up and down, but, you know, Bryson, I wouldn't put it past him to go out and shoot a nice score tomorrow to get kind of in the mix as well.
Not too far behind. John Rahm sits there at minus two when you start talking about some notables. And then there's a few people that are not playing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the guys that we mentioned, my potential spoiler in Tom Hoagie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say he opened to that 75. It was too much to overcome. 69 in the second round plus two, and he's down the road. Jordan Spieth opened to 76, speaking of too high to overcome. Yeah. Shot 68 in the second round. Sorry, Jordan. I mean,
Sepp Straka, who just won last week. JT, Justin Thomas.
Lev Dagobert, Justin Thomas.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka. A lot of good players are down the road. Did I just lump Phil Mickelson in that group? Good players comment?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Plus one is what the cut came at.
He's the oldest PGA champion.
There you go.
Yeah,
51.
Yeah, he shot nine over par, by the way. He and Brooks.
Yep.
Brooks, 75-76. Phil, 79-72.
Didn't look interested.
Just real quick, if you're Keegan Bradley and you're thinking about that Ryder Cup, does that 75-76 make
minus
you
three?
Think Brooks Koepka?
No. No.
Plus nine.
No.
Yeah, interesting.
But Keegan shot three under par.
The Ryder Cup captains are both playing well. Where did Luke Donald end up?
He finished at one under.
Okay, there you go. So I think this is the first time, maybe in the modern era, that you've had two Ryder Cup captains, current Ryder Cup captains, that actually made the cut in the PGA Championship. Phenomenal stuff. You know, go Cap, if you will. All right, we got to take a break. We come back. America's favorite caddy will join us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio from the 107th PGA here at Quail Hollow.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. You can come stay, you can play, you can own it. Exclusive real estate opportunities available. Check out blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Host the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour. Got PGA Championship on the brain. Not coming to Black Desert, but nevertheless, fun stuff coming up later this October. Had some a lot of good feedback from the folks as they walked around here. Hey, Black Desert shirt on, yep. Black Desert hat. They're saying, hey, boy, man, it looked great on TV. And, yeah, it really, really did. And the ladies showed out. Hey, ran some tremendous golf. But back to Tony Finau, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the mud ball situation as well. But we caught up with Tony after his first round, and here's some of the things that he had to say about the golf course.
Here with Tony after round number one. So, first of all, can you believe you played in 10 of these already? How crazy is that?
Yeah, that is crazy. A part of me can't believe it, and another part can't believe it's been 10 years. So I think my first one was Whistling Straits 10 years ago, and it's been a wild ride, but here we are, still doing it. So,
how different was it with the softness of most of the golf course, but then all of a sudden having these firm surfaces there on the greens?
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. You're hitting out of puddles, and then you saw the ball bounce on the greens. So it was kind of strange, but that's what they can do with sub-air. That's why they have it on these types of golf courses. So they definitely utilize it. I've had some balls bounce a lot firmer than I was anticipating.
Sure.
And missed a couple greens long today because of that. But, we just have to adjust as the week goes on.
So getting into the first round and getting through your first few holes, what did it take to get feeling comfortable on the course?
Yeah, I felt pretty good going into this week. I had good practice sessions and coming off a nice week last week. I think that's important when you're playing a major championship. And so not a lot changed for me other than, the tournament was starting.
Sure.
But, my caddy and I are trying our best to make practice just a little bit tougher, so when we get into the tournament situations where nothing really changes, we just go out and do our thing.
Outside of a couple of drives, did you feel good about ball striking today?
Yeah, I hit some really close ones on my back nine, which was the front, which is huge. So no matter how you're hitting it, if you're always hitting it to 20 feet and missing, you're not really gaining anything. I was able to hit a couple to kick in, which is huge, and make some birdies, and then I birdied 8 to get the 1-under, and I was happy. I thought under par, with the way I started, I thought under par was a good round.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You got to be pleased with yourself getting back to 1-under par through the first 18 holes.
Yeah, no doubt. Turning it over par, I was 1-over going into the green mile, and to finish under par with a lot of those tough holes, I thought was a good start.
Tony Finau after round number one, and really good start and finish in his second round as he eagled the 15th par 5, came back with birdie on 17 to play that green mile in 1-under par in round number two. So pretty impressive stuff, picking up those three shots, getting it to 3-under par, or 2-under par for the day, 3-under par for the championship. He's tied for 17th, and he will go out with Ben Griffin on the third round in around just after noon, so Eastern time.
The thing about Tony is, he finished really, really well on his second nine holes. on Thursday, he did the exact same thing, his second nine holes on Friday. Two under in the second nine on Thursday, three under in the second nine on Friday, and both his opening nine holes were both at one over par. So he finished extremely well, and that's a good thing to see, because if he can get to where he can compile two really good nine holes, he could shoot four, five, six under par in the next on Saturday.
12:35 is the tee time. And I mentioned Tony because it's interesting. It's part of this whole, you know, PGA Championship experience here, where you have, you know, Max Homa, who's you know, trying to grind it out, changing some stuff. You got Tony's not too dissimilar. You know, here's a guy that parted ways with his swing coach, Boyd Summerhays. He's had a new caddy on the bag. Homa's got a new caddy. He's doing some new swing stuff. So, like, there's these guys go through these evolutions of their golf swing, of their game, and that type of thing. So, also one to watch coming up this weekend. You know, one of the big stories this week as well, especially after round number one, was the mud balls. We touched on this in the first hour, but one of the other comments that we had, we didn't play, by Scottie Scheffler. Scheffler talks about, let's get it over here to be able to pull up, but he talks about the mud balls. Here was another comment that he made, kind of asked again about a follow-up. Tell us a little bit more about this mud ball situation.
When you're looking at the purest forms of golf, I think, like, if you're going to go play links golf, there is absolutely no reason on a links golf course you should ever play the ball up. It doesn't matter how much rain that they get. I mean, the golf course could be flooded underwater, and the ball's still going to bounce somehow just because of the way the turf is and the ground underneath the turf. In American golf, it's significantly different. When you have overseeded fairways that aren't sand-capped, there's going to be a lot of mud on the ball, and that's just part of it. And when you think about the purest test of golf, I don't personally think that hitting the ball in the middle of the fairway you should get punished for. And on a golf course as good of conditioned as this one is, this is probably a situation in which it would be the least likely difference in playing it up, because most of the lies you get out here are all really good. And so I understand how a golf purist would be like, oh, play it as it lies, but I don't think they understand what it's like literally working your entire life to learn how to hit a golf ball and control it and hit shots and control distance. And all of a sudden, due to a rules decision that is completely taken away from us just by chance. And in golf, there's enough luck throughout a 72-hole tournament. I don't think that the story should be whether or not the ball's played up or down. I think when I look at golf tournaments, I want the purest, fairest test of golf. And in my opinion, you know, maybe today the ball should have been played up. But like I said, I don't make the rules. I deal with what the rules decisions are. And I could have let that bother me today when you get a mud ball and it cost me a couple shots. But it cost me, you know, possibly two shots on one hole. And if I let that bother me, it could cost me five shots the rest of the round. But today I was proud of how I stayed in there, didn't let it get to me, and was able to play, you know, some solid golf on a day in which I was kind of a bit all over the place and still posted a score.
All right, there you go. Scottie Scheffler is, we went at length on his thoughts. There's a lot to unpack there. I'll just, how about that last statement? You know, he hasn't had his best stuff. He said that again after day two. And yet there he is, third from the last group. And, you know, he's number one player in the world.
Listen, he said he was able to keep the ball in front of him. He only made one bogey in the second round. And he was able to score and shoot a nice under par round that got him to five under par. Now, the best players in the world, they don't hit it perfect every single day. And there's going to be rounds where you work your rear end off to keep it under par or to get under par. And he's done that the first two rounds. Now, if he goes out after this, after the second round, and he goes and works and on the range and that kind of thing, and get some better feels and things going. You know what? It was only a couple weeks ago he was shooting eight under par every single round. So, you know, if he gets to that point, then this is going to be a barn burner, and it's going to be fun to watch. But I think it's really going to be a close one, though.
Statistically, he looks really good.
Yeah.
I mean, off the tee, 21st. Approach, 32nd.
Yep.
Around the green, 3rd. Tee to green, 3rd. I mean, he's 72nd putting. So, again, maybe not his best stuff, but that putter has always been just good enough, right? It's been good. It gets hot.
Yep.
But, man, is he good around the greens? Not surprising that he's there in ranked 3rd. I mean, he hit some shots out of the bunkers today and around those greens that were just – all world.
Yeah, and it looks very commonplace for him. It looks like he's not stumped or concerned if he hits a shot and it gets out of position in a bunker or around a green or something like that. Listen, as far as putting is concerned, putting's putting. It's about getting the ball in the hole. We've always seen the best, most elite players. They aren't great putters as far as their stats are concerned. I mean, they can be. And when they get their stats for putting up in those, you know, the top 50 or something like that, then they're world beaters. But there's been a lot of years that Tiger was in like 100 or something like that. But it's also based on how many greens you hit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're hitting a lot of greens, of course, you're not going to make as many putts. But when you do start putting well and you're hitting all those greens, you're going to bury them.
So you're saying you'd rather be Scotty's stats than Danny McCarthy's stats, is what you're saying, on the putting.
Well,
right?
I think Danny McCarthy is known for putting, okay?
Right, that's my point. Like, yep. You can't just be a great putter.
Yeah, you can't just be a great putter.
Yeah, can't just be a great putter.
You got to have an all-around game.
All right, that was a minute and a half of him talking about mud balls.
Yeah.
And the pure form and the difference between American golf and the difference between links golf,
right,
and that kind of thing. He said that also the conditions are so perfect out here.
Yes.
That even if you were to clean the ball and put it back down, you're not gaining any advantage other than there's no mud on the ball.
Right.
So where do you stand on that? Because this is... You can go a lot of directions, and I understand the arguments on both sides.
Right, and so do I, and I probably favor towards the side of rub of the green. If you know you're going to get those types of balls, you know, mud balls and that kind of thing, to a certain extent, the PGA Tour does things to mitigate that more. But this is a major championship. Yeah, you're going to get a few mud balls, but you understand that and you learn how to play it and maybe not hit at the flag. Guys in today's game, they just go at the flag, man. They go at the flag and they're trying to take it as deep as they can. Maybe be a little bit more defensive with a shot like that and learn how to play more shots like that. Curtis Strange even made the comment that he felt that the PGA of America did a disservice, made the wrong call on them not allowing to lift clean in place. But we're past that now. The ball's rolling out a little bit more. You still might see a little bit of mud balls, but in the final two rounds, I don't think with the heat and the warmth and no rain, I think the final two rounds are going to be fine.
Let us know what you think at Real Golf. You can hit us up on X, join the conversation, tell us what you think on this mud ball situation. Look, I get it, and again, I also understand learning to hit the shots, but you know, potentially Scotty's a shot back.
Yeah.
If he was able to clean that ball going into, you know, in that first round, it's two shots right there. He'd be at seven instead of five. Be a shot. But, you know, look, if wishes were fishes, I get all that kind of stuff.
Ifs and buts.
What do you think? Caddy, I'm sure, will have an opinion on this. We'll see if we can catch up with him next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio from the 107th PGA here at Quail Hollow.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weiskopf golf course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
My name is DJ. I was injured in a car accident. I called Siegfried & Jensen because the insurance company was trying to take advantage of me. Siegfried & Jensen were great at making sure that I was taken care of.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us. Siegfried & Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
I decided I needed legal help.
It was free to call Siegfried and Jensen.
Cost nothing to call them.
There was no fee until we got a settlement.
And I'm very grateful for Siegfried and Jensen.
It doesn't cost you a thing to call, and we can help.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you here at the 107th PGA Championship, Quail Hollow Club, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I tell you, this has been a slow starter. Let's just put it that way. It feels like it took a minute to get off the ground, but I have a lot of enthusiasm,
yes.
Optimism.
Yes.
Kind of a pent-up excitement. I say pent-up because I was ready to be excited when we first stepped out here. You paired the 1, 2, and 3 players in the world together. Rory, Scotty, and Xander. Xander's the defending champ. Rory's the current Masters champ and career Grand Slam winner. Scotty's coming off record performance in Dallas and is the number one player in the world. You're thinking fireworks, and it lacked a little fire. There were some works going on, but not a whole lot of fire. And you had a leaderboard that was littered with names that you maybe weren't as familiar with.
Or right? Accustomed to, yeah.
And so all of a sudden it felt like, this thing was a little bit of a slow start. It's not the Kentucky Derby. It's a little bit more of a slow start and, maybe the beginning of a marathon type of thing. But now here we are, the morning of the third round, and you start looking at this, and you go, okay, look, I see you, Matt Fitzpatrick. That's a U.S. Open champion. Okay, I see you, Max Homa. You look making a comeback. There's Scottie Scheffler right there. There's, Tony Finau, who's making a Bryson DeChambeau. You start getting some names in there that you go, yeah, man, this thing could really come together.
The thing that's the beauty about this is it's all about the golf course. You know, you've got some great players, but they're having a difficult time on this golf course. It's not an easy course. It's playing 7,600 yards. You're hitting shots out of wet, moist fairways, and you're hitting shots to firm, hard greens. And it's all about controlling the ball. It's all about getting it up and down when you get it out of position. It's all about making putts. And it is doing everything it needs to do to test these players. This is a golf course that the players play every year on the PGA Tour. There's nothing that they haven't seen on this golf course before, at all. Okay, so what has the PGA done? They've done some things with the golf course and with the greens to make it more difficult and to hold these guys back, rein them back a little bit.
The odds right now favor Scottie Scheffler. He's the number one player in the world. He's 3 shots back. Bryson DeChambeau second.
Right.
He's been hot.
What's he at, 3 under? Bryson?
Yeah, he's 5 back. So, you start looking and you go, okay, what do you see of those guys? Like, we talked about coming in. I think you picked Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, this is and for good reason. He's the reigning Masters champion. He just completed the career Grand Slam. You feel like all this pressure is going to be off of his back, and he's going to go freewheeling it at a golf course that happens to be his favorite. He's an honorary member. He's won 4 times. Like, all of that stuff. Like, this should have been just teed up for him, right?
Yes.
And then he comes in and he makes the comments about having accomplished everything that he wants to accomplish in the game. And that anything else beyond this point in time is just a bonus. So I sit back and we had a conversation with our good friend Greg Allen from RTE over in Ireland. And, you know, his comment is it doesn't feel like Rory's ready to be back in the battle again. And I totally agree with what he's saying. Yeah, because he's content with what he's accomplished. And in order to win in anything, whether it's, you know, a job, a sporting event, what your match, you've got to mentally be
in the fire,
prepared to take that on.
Yeah.
And if you're not, if it doesn't really matter to you, but it matters a whole lot to somebody else, you're playing behind the eight ball.
Yep.
And so, again, this is not a commentary to be critical of Rory McIlroy, because quite frankly, he's earned the spot that he's at. He's earned that comfort spot.
Yes.
And you know what? If he wants to take the rest of the year off and just enjoy it, good for him. Do I agree with that? Not necessarily. Strike when you're hot.
Yep.
You know, take advantage. Look, you've got – this was set up for you. I think maybe he'll look back on this in a year or two and be like, eh, I probably should have geared up for that a little bit more. Because that was one that I maybe could have clipped off.
Right.
If he's not ready to go by the time he gets to Royal Port Rush, I'd be shocked. Like, he's got to have a little bit. There's a chip on his shoulder. He had a lost ball on the first tee shot of that championship and was really never heard from again.
Yes.
That was embarrassing for him and not something he wants to see. A chance to kind of avenge that a little bit, right? Seems like a long time ago, pre-COVID, all that kind of stuff. So I would expect that, you know, come Oakmont, I would hope he's ready to go. You have to be ready to go or he'll be down the road quick at Oakmont.
Yeah.
But then specifically when he gets to Northern Ireland, I would think he's got to be ready to jump back into it. So I only bring that up because if this was set up for Rory and he made the cut, he did grind it there.
Yes.
Is he too far back, though, at this point in time? Like, if he goes out and drops, let's just say he drops a 64, he's plus one. He goes 7 under, and now he's minus 6. Do you think that's within enough striking distance come Sunday?
I think it could be within a striking distance, but he's going to have to do it twice.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay.
You going to do that on the weekend, back-to-back, like low 60s?
No, I don't know. That would be tough, and that, like you said, doesn't usually happen. So, but as far as this course for him, it was, like you said, it was teed up perfect for him. He's won 4 of his 5 major championships on golf courses and that have been, had a lot of weather.
Yeah, been soft.
You know, they call him a mudder and soft. And so that was good for him. He kind of nonchalantly said this course isn't any different than what a PGA Tour event is. Well, and that goes to his thinking. But you know what? U.S. Open is going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult for these guys because hopefully the weather's going to be what it's supposed to be, and it's going to be dry, and the ball's going to run, and it's going to be a difficult test with greens at 15. On average. And then Royal Port Rush will be really, really cool if he can be in the mix there. He holds the course record there at 61, won a lot of junior and amateur events there at Royal Port Rush. And how cool would that be for Ireland to have Shane Lowry win at one time and Rory McIlroy win at the next?
Even more cool for Northern Ireland.
Yes.
10 fairways. 10 out of 28 fairways is all he hit in the first 2 rounds. It's amazing he's even here on the weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because that's where you have to score on this golf course. You have to get at it from the fairway.
You got to get down there, too. You got to hit along.
Yeah.
But if you get out of position, I mean, we walked with Tony. We walked with that first group, you know, that feature group. And if you're out of position, you're having to manufacture some sort of recovery shot. And most of the time, that doesn't end up on the green.
And trees are in the right positions on this golf course. If you miss the fairways into the rough, the trees are in correct positions that are going to keep you blocked out of a way to get it to the hole. And then the other thing you have to do is you have to take advantage of the par fives on this golf course, because all 3 of them are reachable, and you can make you can make some birdies on the par fives. You can also make eagles on the par fives and eagle on the 14th hole, like Max Homa did in the second round.
Yeah, you got to take that shot on, though. Yep. And like he said, he looked up, and that was left of where he was trying to hit it. So it actually worked out for him. But, yeah, you need a little bit of a break, but you also, you know, you got to take those shots on. All right, so in leading up to that, Rory, and that for all the reasons we talked about coming mm-hmm. in as one of the favorites, Scottie Scheffler, for what he did in Dallas, the fact that he's the number one player in the world, and you say, hey, you know what, this is a guy that, you know, you should bet on any single time. Well, now here he is, of the top players, of the players we talked about coming into yep. this, he's in the best position. He's three shots back. So why is it not Scottie's to lose at this point in time? And as you think about that, consider Max Homa for the same reason that you considered Rory McIlroy with this prior success here on this golf course, having yep. won this event back in 2019.
Yeah, he's won it a couple times here.
I think just once. I think so. But,
Max Homa is riding on some good vibes with his swing and the way he's hitting the ball based on what he's worked on with his coach and that kind of thing and how he's progressing and feeling and all that kind of thing. But I'll tell you what, it's pretty hard not to look at Scottie Scheffler, knowing that day in and day out, he's the number one player in the world, and he, even with his not his best game, can manufacture a round and shoot under par. And I think that's the difficult thing with not going down the list three shots and looking at Scottie.
He does have to probably play a little bit better, though, does it? Does he? Is it good enough? I mean, if he clips long and shoots another 69-69 on the weekend, who knows? Is that going to be good enough? Look, Johnny Vegas shot two consecutive rounds under par in a major championship for the first time in his career.
Yeah, and he's never slept on the lead in a major championship, and that was set in round one, and here's round two.
Right.
Now it's starting to condense down and get more nerve-wracking.
You have to think Vegas, Pavone. Now, Pavone also considered it's a Ryder Cup year, so he's obviously trying to impress, you know, Captain Donald.
Yep.
But, you know, I just have to think that those two guys are going to be playing in the wake of Homa and Scheffler.
Yep.
Even Fitzpatrick and Sewoo Kim, Sewoo Kim up there, like, I just look at that and say it's probably not going to be their day on Saturday. Now, the beauty of it is they can make it. They can make it.
Absolutely,
they can go out there and say, hey, look, y'all pay attention to those guys up front. Don't worry about us back here. We're just going to go keep doing our thing, and we're going to light it up and put ourselves in position for that Wanamaker Trophy come Sunday.
But you know what's interesting and what can happen is, yes, they have grandstands here. They're not like you would see at a U.S. Open or anything like that. They still have grandstands around greens and that kind of thing. But with everybody watching Homa and Scheffler, those last two groups are kind of get lost. They're kind of going to get lost. And when that happens, it's difficult to feed on that momentum and the emotion that if you start knocking off some birdies. And once those guys start knocking off a few birdies and you start to see numbers go up on the board, then guys start looking in their rearview mirror and not focusing on what they're trying to do.
13 of the last 14 PGA Championship winners were among the top 10 and ties at the halfway point. So you start looking at that, and that is all of your players sitting there at 3 under par. No, that's 4 under par or better.
Or better.
At this point in time.
Yep.
So now you start going down that list of guys that are top 10 right now or better, and that cutoff is
Michael Thorbjornsson.
There you go. Michael Thorbjornsson, Christian Bezuidenhout, Ryan Fox, Alex Smalley, JT Poston, Bob McIntyre, Sam Stevens, Denny McCarthy, Ryan Gerard, Garrick Higo. Those are your guys, and then you got Homa, Scheffler, Pavone, Fitzpatrick, Kim, and Vegas. So of those names, other than Scheffler, I mean, would you put money on any one of those guys right now besides Scheffler?
Probably not. The only guys I'd put money on the outside would be Matthew Fitzpatrick and probably Max Homa besides Scheffler. So the names just aren't up there yet. The guys haven't sifted up that's far enough yet.
That's why I think you got to look at the three unders there with, you know, certainly you've got Bryson
and
you've got Tony. You've got, you know, a couple guys, even Alex Noren sitting there.
Yep.
Is maybe somebody to look at. The twos, Rahm sits there at two.
Yeah.
Fleetwood, Hovland. I mean, Adam Scott. Like, there's some guys there that, yeah, they could make a move.
Yeah.
They can make a move. And how about the two Ryder Cup captains, both under par at this championship?
You
got to the weekend.
You got to like it. Luke Donald at one under par and Keegan Bradley at three under par. Luke kind of played it off after the first round. He said Keegan plays a full schedule and I just play a schedule just enough to keep my my toes wet and to be able to kind of see how guys are playing in Europe and that kind of thing and over in the United States. But Keegan's full on. He's ranked in the top 20 in the world or top 30 in the world or whatever. And he said he's trying to make his own Ryder Cup team and possibly play on his own Ryder Cup team. So he kind of laid down a little bit and gave it to Keegan.
All right, in this final minute or so here at the 107th PGA Championship, just a little bit of a recap. The golf course taking on a lot of water early in the week, limited the practice sessions, and also made the fairways extremely soft. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, outspoken about the fact that they played it down, and they had some mud balls specifically on that first day on the 16th hole. All three of the top players making double bogey with those mud balls.
Yep.
The conversation ensued. Rub of the green guys versus, hey, you know what?
Max Homa saying, guess what? I like the anarchy. Bring it on.
The chaos. The chaos is what he liked. But, you know, and then there's Scotty saying, look, it's perfect conditions. Let us wipe the ball and put it right back down. Nothing changes except we don't end up having these crazy shots. So let us know where you think on that. And so you got golf course, you got mud balls, you got all that. And then you've got guys that are trying to reemerge. You've got Matt Fitzpatrick. You got Max Homa. You got guys that have been, you know, in the top 10 in the world and then have fallen completely out to, like Scott Michaud said, to 80th or higher. And they're trying to get themselves back in the mix. So those are some nice stories.
And then you got guys that are trying to be the spoiler, like a Sean McKeel or a Jason Duffner or a Keegan Bradley when he won it the first time or a Rich Beam. And one of those guys could do it.
Which of those guys are your guys? Who's your
spoiler?
Who's your spoiler looking out there?
I don't know.
I mean, Siwoo Kim? Siwoo Kim could be your spoiler.
Yep.
Bob McIntyre could be your spoiler.
Matthew Pavon.
Yep. Pavon definitely could be a spoiler. Like, those guys are up there for sure. So it's going to be fun. I feel like it's just ramping up. I hope you'll take a chance to watch and see where this all shakes out. And we'll wrap it up for you next week right here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer, for Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. Enjoy the weekend here at the 107th PGA Championship, Queen City, Quail Hollow. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.